The University of Oklahoma's Writing Center was one of many groups that stepped up after last year's devastating storms to distribute water, clothing, and other necessities. As Kate Carlton Greer with the Oklahoma Tornado Project reports for KGOU, now the group has launched a new program to help survivors recover.
Sam Shasteen and her neighbor Terry Bryant rode out the May 20th, 2013 tornado in Shasteen's shelter in Moore. Neither really knew each other well prior to the storm, but their relationship grew quickly as they tried to rebuild their homes. Earlier this summer, Bryant approached Shasteen with an opportunity to attend a digital storytelling workshop specifically for tornado survivors.
In the beginning, I think it was more just to kind of like help her and support her. But I have realized I didn't know how much I needed it until I got here.
Shasteen is one of four women who spent more than 15 hours in workshops at the Moore Public Library for a program called Survivors in Motion. Participants wrote memoirs, recorded voiceovers, and created short films using pictures, video, and audio to tell stories from the storms, a process that took Shasteen back.
I thought that I was in a good place, but kind of going through everything again and hearing testimonies of the other participants in the workshop, I did realize that, you know, there was some still work that needed to be done, and it was very cathartic in writing it all out.
The cathartic process can easily become emotional because participants are asked to edit their own pieces, which means listening to and watching parts of the tornado's destruction over and over again, more than a year after it happened. Brooke Hessler teaches writing and digital storytelling at Oklahoma City University and helped facilitate Survivors in Motion. She says that gap year was important.
Waiting a year gives people mental space. It gives them time to live with what they've experienced and be in a safer place, I think, to work through their stories.
Even though each participant was affected by the same tornado, every piece is totally different. For example, Shasteen's piece looks at the sunflowers that overwhelmed the city last summer.
Bursting forth, standing tall, bright golden yellow petals of hope springing up throughout the neighborhood, throughout the city.
And another participant, Abby Cotton, remembered what it was like driving through her then unrecognizable neighborhood with coworkers.
The people who were with me had never been to my neighborhood before, so I found myself taking on the role of a confused tour guide. Normally, I drive down that street, but since you've not been here, I'll show you my elementary school, or at least where it used to be.
The one ingredient that's common to all of the digital stories is an audio-recorded voiceover.
Again, Professor Hessler.
There's something very grounding in hearing yourself speak your truth, and that's not an opportunity people have in many places outside these kinds of workshops.
Sam Shasteen says she felt her strength build over the course of the event.
I feel like now I've come full circle because I've kind of uncovered every, you know, stone that needed to be uncovered in learning the valuable lessons that were meant to be learned.
She thinks many people are probably in the same boat she was in before the workshop, thinking they've recovered when they've really just set the trauma aside. And as hard as it was for her to uncover those stones, she called the process an oasis, a place where it was safe to grieve the loss and celebrate new beginnings all at once. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.
Funding for the Oklahoma Tornado Project comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can watch some of the digital stories from the workshop on our website at kgou.org.